While praying with the scriptures this week, it occurred to me that God's greatest gift to us is the very gift of our life itself. But commensurate with that gift is also the gift of freedom. I think the reason that that struck me was because in looking at these readings, it kind of occurs to me how forceful they are about the active work of Jesus Christ in salvation history. The work is done. Salvation has been achieved. The promise spoken about by Jeremiah has been fulfilled. The law has been written into our hearts. But because God loves us, God offers us the opportunity to freely choose to abide by that law or to reject it. I think in these United States, freedom is an important aspect of how we view life, how we view our purpose, even in the Declaration of Independence and in our Constitution, the stress is on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if we are to live out according to God's will our lives, we have to live according to that Constitution. Life must be first. Liberty and freedom must be second. The pursuit of happiness must be third. Unfortunately, I think in our humanity, we pursue happiness before we pay attention to our freedom. And therefore, we fall victim to our appetites. We no longer freely choose, but we think we choose freely, when in fact, we are choosing not to abide by the will of God. And unfortunately, in our human experience, sometimes that appears to pay off. Think about how things go sometimes at work, when there are people who are not playing by the rules, but they appear to get ahead. How does it happen that there are people who are claiming to be in government service, but they're really serving themselves? What about in our own families and neighborhoods, when people claim to be doing the good for others, when in fact they're only doing good for themselves? This opportunity to see Jesus is also an opportunity for us to reflect on what it is that is inscribed by God in our hearts. And we have to ask ourselves, am I willing to trust God enough so that in the exercise of my true freedom, choosing to do what God asks of me, that God will provide for me? That's exactly what Jesus is asking in today's gospel. Jesus is troubled because he, like us, are facing Holy Week. Jesus knew his Good Friday was coming, and that was troubling to him. But he honestly asked himself, what should I do about that? Should I ask my Father to spare me this cup? No, Father, glorify your name. Jesus was the first to have the will of God inscribed in his heart and for him to exercise that will freely. Because of that, Paul tells us he won salvation for us. And so third on the list of God's gifts to us is salvation itself. And one might think that salvation is the first gift because that gift was available to us before we were even born. But the reason it's third on that list is because even salvation, that great gift that God has to offer us, God also wants us to freely choose it. God loves us so much, He doesn't even want to force eternal life on us unless that's what we want. And so we have to ask ourselves, am I prepared to say yes to the will of God? Am I prepared to suffer the consequences that happen in a broken world because I say yes to the will of God? Even more importantly this morning, are we prepared to say, I want to see Jesus? Because that's what's about to happen here. Jesus comes alive for us each and every moment of this Eucharist. And it's a perfect opportunity for us to free ourselves, to be honest with ourselves, to come forward in a vulnerable way and stand before God and ask Him to help us to be reminded of what it is inscribed in our hearts. And for us to respond, Amen.